by their works they deny him. You can say one thing and by your works deny what you say. So just confessing Jesus as Lord doesn't save you. It's that belief from the heart that wells up in a confession through words, through life. It's when you're in the family and they are telling you to close your mouth. We don't want to hear that. But you're going to confess Christ as Lord. It's in the workplace. But they say, we don't want any of that. Away with your Christ. Away with your Christianity. Away with your religion. We don't want it. But you confess it there when it's hard. People love to talk that way. Oh, I'm saved. I got saved when I was 3. I was baptized. I got saved. People love to throw that term around. Saved, saved, saved. And we hear it a lot. People walk in here. Are you saved? Oh, yeah, I'm saved. They're not saved, but they say they are. Because they haven't bowed the knee to Christ. There's no confession of His Lordship in their life. Not by their works. Oh, they might say, you believe Jesus Lord? Yeah, I believe He's Lord. Then they walk right out and they're slaves to sin. They're not obeying Him. Don't you realize what it says? Why call ye me Lord, Lord? And then you don't do the will of my Father in heaven. It's not those who say Lord, Lord. It's those who do the will of the Father. You say, you got to be doing something to get saved? I'm saying this. If you're truly saved, if you truly have that faith that saves, you're going to submit to Christ because that's what happens. God says under the new covenant, I'm going to write my laws on their heart. I'm going to break their heart. I'm going to take that old stony thing out. I'm going to put a heart of flesh in. My laws will not be grievous. And if you say that you are a Christian, 1 John chapter 2 says, but you don't keep His commandments, you're a liar, you're a liar, you're a liar. True Christianity is that which submits to the Lordship of Christ. It's that one thing. People banter around this idea of being saved all the time. I'm saved. And some people come along, yeah, I've been saved 5 times, 6 times. That's not a salvation that I want. If you can lose it, it's no good. It's not being saved. What are you saved from? You're certainly not saved if you can lose it. The other Jesus is proclaimed by Satan's emissaries this way. Well, He's a Savior. He doesn't demand anything of you. Then you just believe. Just believe. Just believe. We wouldn't want to say that you have to repent or you have to turn and be like a little child or you have to submit. None of that. If we say that, that's adding works to salvation. Oh, it sounds good, but it is a deceptive slant on the true gospel. It comes being spoken by the serpent's slithery voice. Anytime someone comes along and says that you can take Christ as Savior but not as Lord, it is the foul breath of that serpent, guaranteed. Folks, this happens often. By this we know that we have come to know Him. What does that mean, know Him? It means true faith. Know Him. I realize that's relational. But the fact is, you never enter into that relationship, that saving relationship with God, unless there's true faith. If I say I have true faith, and I say I know Him, and I say that by that true faith, I have come to a real saving knowledge of Him, John says, I know. By this we can know. By this we can test our faith. If we keep His commandments. Now, that has everything to do with His Lordship. Everything. If we say we know Him, but we're not keeping these commandments, it says we're a liar and the truth isn't in us. Now, here's the thing. Those who are masters, those who are in charge, they give commandments and they expect them to be followed by the ones who are subordinate to them. Jesus gives commandments. He says it validates whether you truly know God or not. Jesus Christ said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. It validates whether your love for Christ is true or not.
Well, you see, you can say you believe something, but if you're not willing to let rest your life on it, it's not true. You don't believe it. Faith can be seen and can be tested by its willingness to trust what it says it believes in and act what it says it believes in. If you believe in the heart that Jesus Christ is Lord and confess that with your lips, you will not then deny that by your works. Did Christ not say? Many will say to me in that day, what? They're confessing it, are they not? And yet he says what? Who enters the kingdom? Those who do the will. There it is. Submission to lordship. It's not everybody who confesses Lord. It is those who by their life submit to the Lord and confess Lord that are going to be accepted in. Those same people saying, Lord, Lord, he says, depart from me. I never knew you. You're workers of iniquity. You're not workers that submitted to me. By your works, you denied me. By your works, you showed you were lawless. You didn't keep my commandments, which is the very proof that you are not one who truly knows me. Because if you say you know me and you don't keep my commandments, you're a liar and truth isn't in you. This is what lordship is all about. If you say Lord, if you profess or confess me as Lord, but then don't do the things that I say, why do you say it? It's a contradiction. And if you go to read following the next three verses, verses 47, 48, 49, you'll see that he builds this very case. He says, if you hear my word and do them, you're the wise man. If you hear my word and don't do it, you're a fool. And the day's coming when you're headed towards ruin. The only confession of Christ as Lord that's a saving confession is the one accompanied by a heart that believes it, by a life that shows that that faith is real. The Lord does not share his throne with anyone. He comes in and he says in Luke 14:33, unless you forsake all that you have, you cannot be my disciple. This Lord comes in and he says, I will be Lord of all. He is Lord of all. But if you'll come to me, let me tell you something too. We don't make Jesus Lord. God declared that he made this Christ both Lord and Christ. He made him. We don't make him so. He is so. There are folks on every hand that'll tell you about a Christ who doesn't demand everything from you. And I'll tell you why. Because men want to hold on to their sin and be spared death and wrath and hell. And so one hand they hold their sin, one hand they want to create a Christ that will take them to heaven without letting go of all the sin. Christ marches in there and he says, I'll save you, but you've got to receive me as Lord. You've got to abandon everything to my lordship. You must, I'm calling you to forsake. When he says follow me, that's exactly what he's calling you to do. Forsake it all. Whatever agenda you had, whatever agenda you had in life to make money, to be famous, to be well educated, whatever it is, he says lay it down. That's not to say as Lord he may not let you go to school. It's not to say that as Lord he may not give you a lot of money. I'll tell you what, one place that men's hearts can be tested in this area is money. He comes in, he says, I want it all. Lord, it's 10%. He says, I want it all. I am Lord. I am Lord of lords. I'm Lord of all. I'm Lord of you. I'm Lord of all you have. Yeah, but isn't it 10? He says, I want it all. And I'll explain to you how I want you to use it. In the way, again, this isn't harsh. This isn't torturous. You know what he's saying to us? I want to show you how to use it for your greatest eternal benefit. You may not acknowledge him as Lord now. You may say, I'm going to run my life. I'm going to rule my life. I'm going to do my thing. I don't want to be told what to do. But in that day, you will bend the knee to him. And you will know he's Lord. And when they come to command those angels to cast you away,
they will obey him. They obey their master all the time, and you will go in that lake of fire. But if you bend the knee now, oh, you'll find him a gracious master. His burden is not heavy. He's kind and he's good, but he is Lord.